With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Russia firing more than 600 drones and 36 missiles at Ukraine in a large-scale attack that began during the night and stretched well into the daylight hours. At least 3 people killed, including a small child. The bombardment demonstrated Russian President Vladimir Putin's intention of pursuing the invasion of Ukraine. Medicaid incorrectly paid out millions of dollars to people who were dead. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
Medicaid programs made more than $200 million in improper payments to healthcare providers between 2021 and 2022 for people who had already died. That's according to a new report from the independent watchdog for the Department of Health and Human Services. But the department's Office of Inspector General said it expects a new provision in Republicans' One Big Beautiful Bill requiring states to audit their Medicaid beneficiary lists against the Social Security Administration's death master file may help reduce these improper payments in the future. I'm Julie Walker.
Consumers, well, a bit more happy at the gas pumps.
According to data from Motor Club AAA, December has been the cheapest month for prices at the pump this year, down more than 18 cents from a year ago. The national average for unleaded gasoline has stayed below the $3 mark since December 2nd, falling to its lowest level of about $2.85 a gallon on Monday. Hawaii had the highest average of about $4.44 a gallon. Oklahoma had the lowest average at about $2.30 per gallon. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Supreme Court refused to allow the Trump administration to deploy National Guard troops in the Chicago area to support immigration crackdown. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Massachusetts.
The state will no longer require foster parents to embrace transgenderism after being sued by 2 Christian couples. Alliance Defending Freedom went to bat for the plaintiffs, and senior counsel Johannes Wildbaum Delfont says, quote, "Our clients, loving, caring foster families who have welcomed vulnerable children into their homes, as well as many other families affected by this policy, are eager to reapply for their licenses." Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal appeals court blocking Michigan's ban on conversion therapy for minors, saying it violates the First Amendment rights of therapists and counselors. In a 2-1 opinion, Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals says the law illegally restricts speech that reflects the moral beliefs of therapists. It set aside a lower court ruling that granted granted preliminary injunction sought by Catholic Charities. This is SRN News. There are some neat ways to celebrate Christmas. How about this one? It involves volunteers in a Michigan community bringing a lot of cheer and happiness to kids who are hospitalized during Christmas. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
Members of the community in Royal Oak, Michigan are asked to gather outside Corwell Health Children's Hospital with flashlights. And at 8 p.m., they shine those flashlights into the hospital rooms of young patients for 10 minutes, shouting sweet dreams. The children are also given flashlights they shine back. Spokesperson Amanda Lefkoff.
Feels a little bit isolating, a little lonely. Feels like maybe you've been forgotten in the hustle and bustle of the holiday season.
This is the 8th season of Moonbeams for Sweet Dreams. The hospital also hosts holiday parties and activities for families. I'm Donna Warder.
And more details at srnnews.com.